Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Overture comes from the French word for opening, ouverture. That's what they called the piece of music that opened ballets and operas in 17th century France. After French overtures became popular all over Europe, non-French composers started pinning the name overture onto larger pieces of music. Those overtures, or suites as we now call them, consisted of alternating fast and slow sections, but they always started off with an overture in the French style, a slow introduction, followed by a lively second section. Today, the kind of overture we know best is the dramatic overture, a piece of music that gets you ready for a stage work that follows. Sometimes those overtures consist of a bunch of hit tunes from that work, like the overture to Jacques Offenbach's operetta, The Grand Duchess of Gerolstein. Dramatic overtures go all the way back to the days when trumpets announced that some royal entertainment was about to start. That's the opening to one of the earliest operas ever written, Orfeo by Claudio Monteverdi. Good overtures really get you in the mood for what's coming up. For instance, you can tell from the very first note that something serious is going to happen in Mozart's opera Don Giovanni. Overtures set the stage for plays, too. Egmont by Goethe is obviously a tragedy, as you can hear from the overture that Beethoven wrote for it. But when you hear the overture Felix Mendelssohn composed for Shakespeare's play, A Midsummer Night's Dream, you know it's a comedy. Actually, Mendelssohn didn't originally write his overture for a production of the play. His Midsummer Night's Dream is yet another kind of overture, a concert overture. As the name says, it's meant to be performed on a concert and doesn't have to have anything to do with anything theatrical. Lots of times, when composers were asked to provide music for a special occasion, they'd write a concert overture so that people who were sitting for a long time at some ceremony didn't have to sit through a long piece, too. When Johannes Brahms composed music for the ceremony at which he got an honorary university degree, he made all the students happy by putting their favorite drinking songs into his academic festival overture. Lots of concert overtures were intended for patriotic purposes, like the one Tchaikovsky wrote for the dedication of a church in Moscow. Tchaikovsky used that occasion to celebrate Russia's defeat of Napoleon in 1812. Tchaikovsky certainly knew how to put a rousing end to an overture. And, of course, so did Gioachino Rossini with the one he wrote for his opera, William Tell. One of the things Rossini put into his William Tell overture was a musical thunderstorm. Next week on Classics for Kids, more meteorology, weather in music. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for Weather in Music on Classics for Kids.